An interview takes an unexpected turn when a journalist meets a spiritual son of Padre Pio who reveals hidden truths from the journalist's past. Stay tuned to hear a story where an interview turned into a life-changing confession.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're excited to have you with us. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede in powerful ways today. Join us as we share new videos and shorts 5 days a week, diving into the extraordinary life and miracles of this beloved saint. Discover how Padre Pio's legacy can touch your life and the lives of your loved ones. Subscribe now and let's embark on this spiritual journey together. And now to our story. Today's story is sourced from the book, This Saint, The Revolution of Padre Pio, by José María Zavala. Within its pages, Zavala shares an incredible personal anecdote from his visit to interview Father Pierino Galeone, a spiritual son of Padre Pio. Zavala expected to hear some fascinating stories about Padre Pio, but ended up experiencing much more than he had anticipated. But first, let's get to know Father Galeone a little better. Born on January 21, 1927, in San Giorgio Ionico, a small town in southern Italy, Pierino Galeone grew up in a devout Catholic family and felt a calling to the priesthood from a young age. During his time in the seminary, he contracted tuberculosis. Compelled by his illness, he decided to travel to San Giovanni Rotondo, hoping for a miraculous cure through Padre Pio's intercession. In 1947, at the age of 20, he visited Padre Pio for the first time, and suddenly, all his symptoms were gone. He was cured. Additionally, Padre Pio confirmed his vocation to the priesthood, and 3 years later, in 1950, he was ordained a priest. Furthermore, Father Galeone wrote about his experiences with Padre Pio in a book titled Padre Pio, Mio Padre, Padre Pio, My Father. But as far as I know, it hasn't been translated into English yet. He was also a key witness in Padre Pio's canonization process. 50 years after Padre Pio's death, Spanish filmmaker and journalist José María Zavala decided to visit Father Galeone in Italy to learn more about his experiences. Zavala recounts, "On the eve of my trip to Taranto, where Monsignor Pierino Galeone resided, a contact warned me that Galeone was a very special priest. What do you mean by that?" I asked. "Exactly that, special." "And what makes him special, besides being a spiritual son of Padre Pio?" "He shares some of the same gifts as the saint." "Don't tell me he also travels around the world as if it were nothing," I added ironically. "Not exactly. So what then?" "He reads consciences. He can tell you how many Sundays you've missed Mass since your first communion, for example." "Anything else?" "They say he also has the gift of prophecy." "Really? Can you tell me about one?" "I'm afraid that would be an indiscretion." Zavala shared that this curious conversation stayed with him as he interviewed Father Galeone. He continues, "When we finished the interview, Don Pierino Galeone repeated to me insistently, 'José María, confess.' Imagine how I must have felt, especially since I had already confessed to a bishop the previous day. The same Father Galeone, healed by Padre Pio, had been recounting to me face to face, just moments before, numerous anecdotes for over roughly 90 minutes. From the start, I felt scrutinized by his piercing gaze. Now listen to this. And it was then, when he invited me to bare my soul in confession, that I saw his face transfigured into that of Padre Pio. It wasn't Father Galeone who was reproaching me with his scrutinizing eyes, but the Father of the Stigmata, whom I had seen so many times in countless photographs. I felt that Padre Pio was undressing my soul, shamelessly, with his inquisitive gaze, using his disciple Galeone to do so. Do you remember when you were with that woman in that dive in Madrid? Father Galeone's question struck my already bleeding heart. As I said, it wasn't him who was staring at me while mercilessly revealing all my mortal sins committed since I took my first communion at the age of 6. Since that, after 15 years without stepping into a confessional, I thought I had either confessed or forgotten out of sheer indifference. It was the same face of Padre Pio. I could distinguish it from Father Galeone's features, as if he had suddenly put on a mask. Are you going to tell me your sins, or do you prefer that I tell them to you? He asked me before the confession. Choosing the second option, I prepared myself to hear all the hidden shames of my life, with names, dates, and specific situations. But I left that room feeling as if I were floating on air. End of story. In reflecting on this incredible encounter, we can see the profound impact that Padre Pio continues to have in the world, even decades after his death. But this story also serves as a powerful reminder of the truthfulness of the sacrament of confession. It underscores that God is indeed present in the sacrament, eager to forgive us all our sins. So let us always approach confession as Padre Pio encouraged, with a sincere and contrite heart, trusting that Jesus is present and awaiting our true conversion. Thank you so much for watching. Your support means the world to us. If you enjoyed this video, please like it and share it with your friends. This simple action helps our channel grow and reach more people who love Padre Pio as much as you do. We have more inspiring Padre Pio stories and reflections waiting for you. Check out the specially recommended videos on the end screen or click the link in the description below for a full selection of great content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist. And don't forget, you can also enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. The link is in the description below. Thank you for being a part of our community, and stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.